Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
This is Faith Under Fire. Each Thursday on Family Life, we give voice to religious battlegrounds in this nation. I'm your host, Tracy Lynn. With us today, Autumn Leva, VP of Strategy for Family Policy Alliance. We know that President Biden has championed the rights of members of the LGBT community in a push he says restricts discrimination. But how might those sought-after protections actually harm children?
Great question, and that's actually very clear in the Equality Act that President Biden has said is his top priority, as well as in some executive orders that he pushed just recently. But what really happens is that they affect children's minds, their bodies, and especially their relationships with their parents. So this type of curriculum that's being pushed through the Equality Act will allow graphic sexual content to be introduced to children as young as pre-K. And that is causing children to question whether or not they are born in the correct body. So that's harming their minds, their right to free speech, to speak about what they believe and know to be true, their bodies. This type of agenda and the curriculum that it pushes in schools and through medical professionals who will be forced to provide them with gender transition services, regardless of whether or not those medical professionals think that's in the best interest of the children. And none of these treatments have been proven safe or effective. There's really no long-term studies. And lastly, their relationships with their parents. We know that if a parent disagrees with the government's new definition of sexual orientation and gender identity, according to the Equality Act, that could cause tension between the parent and the child, and has even been used already to deprive parents of custody of their own children. And the Equality Act would nationalize that across the country. So we're very concerned.
Yeah, we've seen it already create a whole heap of trouble. Just this month, Rochester area New York State Senator Samra Brouk has introduced legislation linked to a group called Sex Ed for Social Change. And that group's current standards include public and charter schools would teach 5-year-olds about gender identity and instruct 8-year-olds on hormone blockers. As I read more about that, it also said kids as young as 11 would get lectures on different types of sex acts. The New York State measure aims to establish mandatory sex ed for young children statewide. Ooh, Autumn, your team at Family Policy Alliance is part of an effort to protect children from these types of efforts in the initiative called Promise to America's Children. Would you outline the 3 ways this would protect kids?
Absolutely. And as you rightly said, the sex ed that we're talking about with the initiative in New York and with the Equality Act, this is not the sex ed that any of us grew up with. This is something very different, very much more concerning. And so the Promise to America's Children is exactly that. It restores promises to children that they should have, that the adults who are entrusted with their care, and certainly the adults who are entrusted with their care at school, should be tasked with protecting their minds, their bodies, and of course, their relationships with their parents. And we are encouraging all political leaders who have the ability to speak into the policies that affect them to join us in that platform. And it also gives us a reason to oppose policies like the Equality Act. If they disagree or if they bring harm to children, then we can say, this is why we have to oppose this bill.
How can we use this time and the clashing of values as an opportunity to convey our biblical message in a loving, Christ-like manner when it comes to gender and sexuality?
You know, as I've read more and learned more about, especially children who are struggling with their gender identity and just confused about what it means to be a boy or a girl, their main source of information is tending to be on social media. And of course, we know that that's going to lead to further harm, especially if there's these outside media influences encouraging children to harm their bodies, to take these hormones or even have drastic surgeries. And we know that in the end, people are looking for truth, and only the Bible, only the Word of God expressed through His Son, Jesus Christ, can give us that truth that we're seeking. And so it really is an opportunity for us to stand up and speak truth in a loving manner, because these people are needing help. They're asking for help. And if no one will speak up and say it to them, if everyone will go along with this gender identity agenda and this gender theory, then they're not going to have anywhere to turn to. And I think my pastor really said it well when he was talking about the Equality Act. He said, Father, forgive them for pushing this legislation. They don't know what they're doing. And we're really harming those children who we have been entrusted with to guide and to grow up and to protect. And so it's an opportunity for us to really, as believers, to speak the truth and to lift up those in power who truly don't know what they're doing with this.
Absolutely. I spoke not long ago with a lady who talked about suicide rates and transgender struggling folks, and they said, yes, their rates of suicide and depression are certainly far greater than the average population their age. Autumn, why are you so passionate personally about families and protecting kids?
Well, I think it's a calling, really. And I think that God's word is clear to us that he gave us both. He gave us families and children as gifts. And the family is really the place where children are supposed to learn about him, to learn about God's word and his truth. They're supposed to be protected. They're supposed to be raised up and taught how to be good citizens of the country in which we live. And God designed it that way. And so I just care so much about ensuring that the policies that are in place at whatever level, the local, the state, or federal level, that are being pushed forward are policies that are going to honor that role of families and policies that are going to protect children, because that's the way God intended it to be. And anything that interferes with that, when policies set up an environment that harms families, then we know that the children are going to be harmed. We know that they may not get the opportunity to learn about God and his truth. And we know that then when they go on later in life to become citizens and adults seeking their own vocations and things like that, that they just don't have as much of a grasp on truth as what they should. And so we really need to protect the foundation of the family.
Where can we go to learn more about this promise to America's children and the Family Policy Alliance?
Well, familypolicyalliance.com. We have information there about the Equality Act and this new gender identity agenda that the Biden administration is pushing. And you can even contact your lawmakers to ask them to oppose it. And then promisetoamericaschildren.org. It actually lists what the promise is. There's 10 principles for protecting children's minds, bodies, and relationships with their parents. And you as a parent or just a concerned citizen or even policymakers can sign on to the promise at that website as well.
That's Autumn Leva with Family Policy Alliance. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.